Now, the Public Square. At this time each week, AM 580 lets you speak. The Public Square is your chance to comment on whatever you'd like, to respond to others' comments, and to be a catalyst for an open discussion. Here's this week's Public Square commentator.
My name is Conrad Wetzel, and I'm a resident of Champaign. My concern regards the need for reform at TAM's Supermax prison in southern Illinois. Incarceration at the TAM Supermax was approved by the Illinois legislature in 1998 as a short-term, one-year shock treatment program for men in other Illinois prisons who cause harm to guards or other inmates. However, TAMS has become a warehouse of human rights violations. One-third of the original prisoners have been in TAMS in total solitary confinement for the entire 11 years. They leave the cell only to exercise alone in a concrete box 2 to 5 times per week. They are fed through a slot in the door. Suicide attempts, self-mutilation, and severe mental illness are common at TAMS, an expected consequence of the harsh punishment of long-term isolation. The mentally ill prisoners often do not receive adequate treatment. Representative Julie Hamos of Evanston has proposed House Bill 2263, also endorsed by Representative Naomi Jacobson, which seeks to end indefinite sentences of solitary confinement at TAMS and to establish clear criteria for deciding who should be transferred there. The bill will establish the following. Prisoners can only be sent to TAMS if they assault or attempt to assault guards or other prisoners, escape from custody, or otherwise seriously disrupt prison operations. Prisoners must be told why they are being sent to TAMS and be given a fair hearing. Prisoners will not remain at TAMS for more than 1 year unless transferring them back would endanger the safety of staff or other prisoners. Prisoners with a serious mental illness will not be sent to TAMS. Vigils for reform at TAMS Supermax Prison were held in a number of Illinois communities on Thursday, July 16th. Many people gathered at the First Mennonite Church in Urbana for such a vigil. The Champaign-Urbana vigil included prayers for improved treatment of the prisoners, for the families of the prisoners, and for the safety of the law enforcement officers, led by 3 local religious leaders. Brief speeches on the need for these reforms by representatives from the community, and the reading of the names of the 245 prisoners currently incarcerated at TAMS. To learn how you can become involved in reform at TAMS Supermax, visit www.juliehamos.org/TAMS. For more information, call Conrad Wetzel, 217-390-9246.
Opinions expressed on the Public Square reflect those of the speaker. To submit a commentary, get complete information from our website, will.uiuc.edu. The Public Square is presented in the public interest by WILL, Urbana.